Good afternoon, students of MSc Class 4 Semester Microbiology. Today we are going to discuss about staphylococcal food intoxication. So, as we know that staphylococcus is a gram-positive bacteria which is found in cluster shape, and it is also associated with the normal also can be found on the normal as a normal microflora of the body. Staphylococcus aureus is a common bacteria found on humans as well as in animals that can produce toxin that often cause food poisoning. Staphylococcus food intoxication is an intoxication of abrupt and sometimes violent onset. Staphylococcal food intoxication is widespread and occur frequently, and about 30% of the people are believed to be carrier of this bacteria. Staphylococcus food poisoning is a gastrointestinal illness caused by eating food which is contaminated with the toxin produced by the bacterium Staphylococcus aureus, or we can also say it Staph. So about 25% of the people and animal have Staph on their skin and in their nose, and it usually does not cause illness in healthy people, but Staph has the ability to make toxin that can cause food poisoning. So now we discuss about how do people get Staph food poisoning. So when the people who carry Staph can contaminate food if they don't wash their hand before touching it. If food is contaminated with Staph, the bacteria can multiply in the food and produce toxin that can make people ill. Staph bacteria are killed by cooking, but the toxin are not destroyed and will still be able to cause illness in the host. Food that are not cooked after handling, such as sliced meat, puddings, pastries and sandwiches, are especially risky if contaminated with staphylococcus. Food contaminated with staphylococcus toxin may not smell bad or look spoiled. It is a major feature of this kind of food poisoning कि इससे जो contaminated food होता है उसमें कोई भी texture change नहीं होता है, ना कोई इसमें flavor change होता है और ना ही इसके looks appearance में कोई changes आते हैं. So now we discuss about the symptom of Staph food poisoning. So first is Staph food poisoning is characterized by sudden start of nausea, vomiting and stomach cramp. Most people also have diarrhea. Symptoms usually develop within 30 minutes to 8 hours after eating or drinking an item that containing the toxin of Staphylococcus, and lasts no longer than 1 day. In the case of Staphylococcus food poisoning, severe illness is rare and the illness cannot be passed from one person to another. The staphylococcal bacteria are resistant to heat and cannot be destroyed by cooking. So how do I know if I have Staph food poisoning? So you can suspect Staph food poisoning based on the type of symptom and their fast resolution. Although laboratory tests can detect toxin producing Staph in the stool, vomit and food of patient, these tests are usually not ordered except during an outbreak. If you think you might have Staph food poisoning and are experiencing such kind of serious symptom, you can contact your healthcare provider. Okay, how is Staph food poisoning is treated? So So the toxin which is produced by Staphylococcus aureus is not affected by antibiotic. Thus, antibiotics are not useful. Plenty of rest, and the medication to calm the stomach are recommended. Those most at risk of severe illness, such as young children and the elder, and individual with a weakened immune system, may require intravenous therapy and care in the hospital. So concludingly, if you feel the symptom of Staphylococcus food poisoning, you should drink a plenty of fruits, and if you feel severe illness, you can contact to your doctor. And antibiotics are not useful in this kind of food poisoning, because toxin is not affected by the antibiotics. So how can I prevent staph food poisoning? So this is the best way to avoid food poisoning by staph is to prevent food from being held at an unsafe temperature. It means between 40 degree Fahrenheit to 140 Fahrenheit for more than 2 hours. Or you can follow these some of these food safety tips. The first is, use a food thermometer and cook food to their safe minimum internal temperature. Keep hot food hot and cold food cold. Store cooked food in wide shallow containers and refrigerator within 2 hours. Other than this, you should wash your hand for 20 seconds with soap and water before, during and after preparing food, and before eating that food also. And do not preparing food if you are ill with diarrhea or vomiting. Wear gloves while preparing food if you have wounds or infection on your hand or wrist. So these are some safety tips which you can follow to prevent of Staphylococcus food poisoning. Other than this, you should also keep your kitchen clean and food serving area clean and sanitized, and educating food handlers in strict food hygiene. So now we are discuss about the toxin which is responsible for Staphylococcus food poisoning. The Staphylococcus food poisoning is one of the most common foodborne diseases in world, following the ingestion of Staphylococcal enterotoxin. It means the Staphylococcus food poisoning is basically due to the enterotoxin which is produced by Staphylococcus that are produced by enterotoxicogenic strain of coagulase positive Staphylococci. They are also called as CPS, coagulase positive Staphylococci, mainly Staphylococcus aureus, and occasionally by other Staphylococci species such as Staphylococcus intermedius. So as we know, there are two kind of Staphylococci. The classification of Staphylococci suggested in two categories. The first is coagulase positive Staphylococci, which is called CPS, and the another is coagulase negative Staphylococci, which is also called CNS. So among CNS, which is coagulase negative Staphylococci, some species are known to play an important role in the fermentation of milk and milk-based products, and are therefore considered as a food grade. And the enterogenic potential of CNS has always been a subject of controversy. And the several investigations failed to detect enterotoxin production or enterotoxin gene in the CNS. So, however, some studies found that certain CNS strain will able to produce enterotoxin, which could lead to food poisoning. But more recently, It has been described that only you can say major of the cases of food poisoning of staphylococcus is associated with the coagulase positive staphylococci, in which the main causative agent is Staphylococcus aureus species. Now, the enterotoxin. Staphylococcus produce enterotoxin B, which is also called staphylococcal enterotoxin B, SEB. It is an exotoxin produced by Staphylococcus aureus, and it is one of the toxins responsible for staphylococcal food poisoning in humans and has been produced by some countries as a biological weapon. SEB is a super antigen and it acts by stimulating cytokine release and inflammation. Other than this B enterotoxin, Staphylococcus aureus can also produce a wide variety of toxin, including SEA, 2SEE, I mean SEA, SEB, SEC, till SEE, and SEG, SEI, SER, and SET. These are all have emetic property. It means they cause vomiting when they are ingested by the host. Students, these all are about the Staphylococcus intoxication or Staphylococcus food poisoning. That's it. Thank you.